This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now more than 800 deaths as a result of the coronavirus. By the end of Saturday morning, Chinese health officials had reported the largest number of deaths claimed in one day at 86. World leaders continue to try to contain it, but during a news conference, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the information about the coronavirus might be the most contagious thing about it, and it hinders the response.
At WHO, we're not just battling the virus, we're also battling the trolls and conspiracy theorists that push misinformation and undermine the outbreak response.
And the United States says that it is offering up to $100 million to China and other countries affected by the deadly virus, which has so far surpassed, a death toll has surpassed 800. The officials say security forces on Sunday killed a soldier after he carried out a shooting rampage at a shopping mall in Thailand. The officials also say that 8 hostages were rescued. At least 26 people have died. Dozens were wounded. AP's Charles de Ledesma explains how all of this unfolded.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for an attack in front of an Afghan police center that killed at least 6 officers and wounded many others. A suicide bomber carried out the attack by detonating his explosive-laden car Saturday night. Afghan officials told VOA that the attacker used a military Humvee vehicle and the blast rocked a district of the rest of Helmand province. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged governors of U.S. states to adopt a cautious mindset when doing business with China. Reuters' Fred Katayama.
And when it comes to doing business, I'm asking you to adopt a cautious mindset.
Pompeo, a sharp critic of China, said Beijing seeks to exploit U.S. openness and freedom to undermine the United States. He said China is trying to expand its influence at the state and local levels, not just the federal level.
It's happening in your states with consequences for our foreign policy, for the citizens that reside in your states, and indeed for each of you.
Just last month, U.S. prosecutors charged Harvard University Chemistry Department Chair Charles Lieber with lying about his alleged links to the Chinese government. China has denounced Pompeo's past comments targeting Beijing and the ruling Communist Party as vicious attacks. China's foreign ministry said his remarks reflect fear and arrogance.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. As we head into week 4 of the Harvey Weinstein rape trial, we look at what happened last week. The prosecution rested, the defendant dozed off, and there were some naked photos. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Jurors were shown nude photos of Weinstein. That followed testimony by several witnesses describing explicit details of the Hollywood producer's private parts. The photos were meant to be private, but courtroom artists using binoculars sketched them. In the most dramatic moment of the trial so far, a key accuser broke down in tears on the witness stand as a defense lawyer grilled her about her relationship with Weinstein, who maintains he's innocent of the charges. And the defense was going to call a Law and Order SVU writer to the stand who wrote a Me Too-themed episode based on Weinstein, but it scrapped those plans. I'm Julie Walker.
An exit poll finds Ireland's 3 main parties tied neck and neck following Saturday's general election. And a team from the U.S. continues to inspect the wreckage of the Pegasus Airlines Boeing 737 that skidded off a runway in Istanbul earlier this week. And Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.